Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in Isaiah chapter 23 in the New Living Translation. This is what it says. This message came to me concerning Tyre. Wail, you trading ships of Tarshish, for the harbor and houses of Tyre are gone. The rumors you heard in Cyprus are all true. Mourn in silence, you people of the coast, and you merchants of Sidon. Your traders cross the sea, sailing over deep waters. They brought you grain from Egypt and harvest from along the Nile. You were the marketplace of the world, but now you are put to shame, city of Sidon. For Tyre, the fortress of the sea, says, now I'm childless, I have no sons or daughters. When Egypt hears the news about Tyre, there will be great sorrow. Send word now to Tarshish. Wail, you people who live in distant lands. Is this silent ruin all that is left of your once joyous city? What a long history was yours. Think of all the colonists you sent to distant places. Who has brought this disaster on Tyre, the great creator of kingdoms? Her traders were all princes. Her merchants were nobles. The Lord of Heaven's armies has done it to destroy your pride and bring low all earth's nobility. Come, people of Tarshish, sweep over the land like the flooding Nile, for Tyre is defenseless. The Lord held out his hand over the sea and shook the kingdoms of the earth. He has spoken out against Phoenicia, ordering that her fortresses be destroyed. He said, never again will you rejoice, O daughter of Sidon, for you have been crushed. Even if you flee to Cyprus, you will find no rest. Look at the land of Babylonia. The people of that land are gone. The Assyrians have handed Babylon over to the wild animals of the desert. They have built siege ramps against its wall, torn down its palaces, and turned it to a heap of rubble. Wail, you ships of Tarshish, for your harbors are destroyed. For 70 years, the length of a king's life, Tyre will be forgotten, but then the city will come back to life, as in the song about the prostitute. Take a harp and walk the streets, you forgotten harlot. Make sweet melody and sing your song, so you will be remembered again. Yes, after 70 years, the Lord will revive Tyre, but she will be no different than she was before. She will again be a prostitute to all kingdoms around the world. But in the end, her profits will be given to the Lord. Her wealth will not be hoarded, but will provide good food and fine clothing for the Lord's priests. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I pray for the nations of the earth as I read this passage and I see so many things going on in our crazy world and kingdoms toppling and kingdoms coming and nation against nation and rumors of war and wars and people in leadership oppressing their people and particularly those regimes that are martyring Christians right now. Lord, I pray that you would protect those who love you in those dark places. We pray for the families of those who have been martyred for their faith. And we pray for those who are in difficult situations where it's illegal to be a Christ follower. And we pray for major strength today. They're in the midst of evil, surrounded by it. And Lord, I pray that you would strengthen the hands that are feeble and strengthen the things that are out of joint so that they'll be in joint to walk a good path for you. And bring joy in the midst of the sacrifice. So Lord, many of us have had a rough year and we've forgotten the joy of our salvation. We've forgotten that there can be joy in the midst of difficult circumstances and situations. Would you revive us with joy today? Would you give us a new vision for our lives in 2021? Would you birth, I pray this by the power of the Holy Spirit within me, you would birth revival in your church and in your bride, that we would bow down before you. We would lay face down before you, confessing our sins and asking for forgiveness for what we have done and interceding for those who don't yet love you. And giving our lives as a sacrifice for the sake of the kingdom of God, laying down our agendas for the sake of your agenda. Forgive us for always looking to our own agenda first. Boy, I resemble that remark. Lord, forgive me. Help me to have the lens of the kingdom first. Help us to have the lens of the kingdom first. To seek you first, the kingdom of God, and then all these other things that we've been worrying about will be added to us. Lord, we thank you that you see it all. You are Elroy, the God who sees. You see us. You notice us. You take note of our suffering. Nothing is wasted in your kingdom. And so, Lord, help us to persevere today, and may it be that we persevere with the joy of you in our hearts. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am grateful for you, and I just want to give you, I'll try. I'll clap if you can hear it. clapping for you for spending 20 days of 2021 with me so far. I'm humbled and grateful, and I do just pray a special blessing, and I pray revival over your life today.